Phil, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm great.
How's everything at this point? The strengths are, and what are weaknesses you'll focus on training camp?
Well, you know, first of all, we have a good football team, and they practice very, very well for a couple weeks. But it's mini camp, you know, we don't have pads on. So the key now for this team is to, one, be safe and for while we're gone on vacation for about a month until we start, and then to stay in shape and come into camp with a great attitude. They have a great attitude. I mean, they're a very together group. And so, but like I just told them, you know, wanting it and talking about it doesn't get it done. So, but I think you'll see a very spirited, very competitive training camp. And you know, you probably could name most of our starters, but for the rest of the roster, it's going to be a real interesting camp because we have some positions like receiver, like running back, like the running backs and fullbacks, that we have more players in those areas than we can keep. So the guys know it. You know, we've talked about it, and now they have to come in and battle like crazy.
Is there a weakness that you're trying to shore up maybe in training camp?
Well, you know, it probably wouldn't be in training camp, but we're still looking for a veteran quarterback if possible. It's getting almost past the point of no return, though, that way, because you'd have to be in here a little longer. We won't stop looking for players, you know, probably until we get to training camp. You know, Tim and I talked about it a little bit today. There's a couple areas we're still going to try and shore up, but you know, it's not like it was 5 years ago. We have it's tougher to make the football team now.
Talking about receivers, what will we see from Peter Work? There's so many guys out there. Will he get enough time out there?
Well, he'll certainly get enough time, but Peter knows his situation. It's a very competitive situation at wide receiver, and we try and be as fair as we can with them and make sure that they get as many reps as they can to show what they can do. But it'll come down to, you know, who really shows us the best during the preseason games. And then I always tell them, don't count how many guys are there. You know, just come in and do the best you can. If you do the best you can, that's all I can ever ask for as a coach. And then you have no regrets if it doesn't work out. And so that's what I want them to focus on.
Do you like a great deal of versatility at that position, receiver, or do you like interchangeable parts that you can kind of go with?
Well, I think I probably enjoy versatility more, so I don't have to think too much about interchangeable parts. Then it becomes a little more problematic, particularly if someone gets hurt. So now, but I think having said that, I don't think our receivers are the same guys. I think they all have their strengths and they all do certain things very, very well. And so we try at the same time to play to their strengths.
Was there a certain point that when you were with the Packers, coming back from a Super Bowl, that in many camp you thought, well, there's a little bit of a different feel because they were, you know, you won. But having gone to the Super Bowl, how do you compare this mini camp to your first mini camp after Super Bowl with the Packers?
Well, I think that's different. I think it's different. I think when we won the Super Bowl, you came back in, I had a much more veteran team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to them about different things. I think you win a Super Bowl with a veteran team, you run the risk of everyone's writing a book and everyone wants to be a television star and all that kind of stuff. And you have to battle that. You really do. When our guys, we're still hungry. We were very disappointed that we couldn't win the game. And so you talk to them differently. So the feeling is different. And, you know, while we had a great year last year and we're happy for the fans and the stadium's full and all those good things that happened last year, there is some unfinished business. And so the approach is different.
Mike, it seems like Seneca's had a real great camp, both mini camps, but you've kind of been pushing him more and you've been on him a little more. Can you kind of talk about how you're handling him differently than you did in the past year?
Well, I think I don't treat Seneca any differently than any of the other quarterbacks I've ever coached. I think you start out and I'm a little, once I think they kind of understand, there's a grace period in there where they're learning and it's hard. Everything's faster and it's just hard. But once you get to the point where Seneca is now, where he understands what we're doing, now I expect more from him. And if I don't get exactly what I want there, then I will deal with him directly. And I think the players appreciate that, for one thing. And he's a tough guy mentally, and he knows he's hard on himself. And at the same time, I'm not afraid to pat him on the back either. So I don't coach him any differently than I coach Matt or anybody else I've ever coached. And he's responded beautifully. I mean, I think he's a good player. And he knows I think he's a good player. So, but I expect a lot from him.
With the number of injured players you have, has that been difficult, or is it good because it gives other guys a lot of rest?
Well, you know, I guess that's a two-edged sword. It does give the other guys more reps and a chance to show some things, so that's good for them. But you really would like to have all your guys there. But, you know, we're not going to rush it. We have a list of maybe 12 people that have had surgeries, and I expect most of them back at the beginning of training camp. And there's a couple guys that will probably enter into it about a week into it, 10 days into training camp, just to be on the safe side. We're going to be real conservative that way. But we'll get most of the guys back from the start of training camp.
With Rocky and Marcus, with that, you know, the lateness of their surgery,
yeah,
you thought they would get better and then it wasn't happening?
Yeah, that's always the thing that when I deal with the medical staff, I always yell at them a little bit about that. But in an ideal world, you'd like the exit physical after the season, they find something, and then within a week or 10 days, they operate and fix it. Well, some injuries just don't react that way. You know, we could exit the guys, they're feeling pretty good, you know, after the Super Bowl, and then they come to the first mini campers, and when they start our off-season program, they start doing stuff, and then they get an ache or something starts to bother them. And so it's no one's fault, really. It just happens later. So, and that's what happened in both Rocky's case and in Marcus's case. So, but the surgeries, from what I can tell, were successful, and they're working very, very hard to get in shape, and they'll feel better. After they come back, they'll feel better than they did before.
Who are some of the guys you're thinking more 10 days in the camp?
You know what? We're going to talk about that at our meeting here at 12:30. And I don't remember exactly. I know there was three or four guys, and if I told you one, I might be off. I couldn't tell you names right now.
How's Kelly Jennings coming along?
He's doing fine. You know, he's a great kid, and he's quiet. If you've had a chance to talk to him, you probably get more out of him than I do. You know, but he's a talented young guy, and playing corner in the league is hard. It's there's nothing easy about that when you're a rookie, but he's battling, and every year, every practice, he gets a little bit better. I like to see his progress, and he's going against pretty good receivers here, so it's a good one.
How are all the new guys coming along? Are they up to speed where you'd like to see them?
Our draft choices and things?
Draft choices and some of the free agents that you brought in.
Yeah, I've been very pleased with that. Our draft picks are getting a lot of work here. The young man, you know, the only guy was Rob Sims, whose father passed away, you know, had to leave. And I think he's a fine player. He's got a chance, you know, in our offensive line. Julian Peterson is a special player. I said that playing against him, and he'll be a special player for us. It's getting Hamlin back just kind of puts a smile on my face. You know, that's great. I thought it'd be, and I've said this, I thought it was a great story if he could come back and play. And I still feel that way. If he can come back and play after last year, that'd be something special. So I'm pleased with the young guys.
It's kind of a topical thing now, but do you have strong feelings on players and motorcycles and helmets and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do. I talked to the team about it. I talked to them about it before, and I talked to them about it after Ben got hurt in that accident. And I've done a couple of radio things dealing with that because they know I ride my bike. And one, you should always wear a helmet. You know, and the unfortunate part of that is I did a thing once for Fox or HBO or something, and they wanted me to do something, film it without my helmet on. So people say, well, what about you? But I wear my helmet. Excuse me. But I don't want them riding during the season. They should wear their helmet when they ride. We have about five guys that ride, and I talk to them individually.
Some of the veterans didn't show up this week. The guy like the MVP doesn't show up. But
yeah.
Is there really that much they can get out of this?
No, he was doing the best damn sports show or something. So, you know.
But he had a helmet on.
I mean, you know, as long as they talk to me about it ahead of time, which is what they do, then sometimes things happen and I'm okay with it.
Were you okay with the overall attendance of this camp?
Yeah, it was great. You know, our first week we had everybody here, and then this week you know, Sean wasn't here, but most everybody stayed, so that's good.
You should have just given up the rings later.
Not told him when. The rings are coming sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that might have helped. But no, I think those things were in place long before. Sean also was very involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he had some speaking things in that regard in North Carolina. So, but our attendance and our off season this year has been excellent. You know, we've had a lot of people participate, and you know that's what happens when you have a good season the year before, and you go to the Super Bowl, and you're close, and you know you should have that type of off season, and that's the type of off season we've had. Amen.